March 8, 1928, how God created man to keep him on his knees and to make him act as the repeater of his acts. How Jesus showed himself placing all the volumes written on his will, all ordered, in his heart. Love of Jesus for the writings, and the good which they will do. How one who decides to live in the fire is bound with chains of light. I continued to remain all abandoned in the holy divine volition, following its innumerable acts as much as I could, since their multiplicity is such that many times I can neither follow them nor count them all, and I have to content myself with watching them, but not embracing them. Its activity surpasses the human attitude in an incredible way, and therefore it is not given to my littleness to do everything, but to do as much as I can, and never to go out from within the works of the divine fiat. So, while my mind wandered within the works of the divine volition, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, our paternal goodness created man to keep him on our paternal knees, for us to enjoy him continuously, and for him to enjoy himself perennially with his Creator. And so that his enjoyments and ours might be stable, we kept him on our paternal knees. And since our will was to be his also, it brought the echo of all our acts into man's inmost being, whom we loved as our child. And our child, in hearing our echo, acted as the repeater of the acts of his Creator. What contentments did not form between him and us, as this creating echo of ours resounded in our child's inmost heart, forming in him the order of our acts, the harmony of our joys and happinesses, the image of our sanctity. What happy times for him and for us. But do you know who snatched this child so loved by us from our paternal knees? The human will. It took him so far away from us, that he lost our creating echo, and no longer knew anything of what his Creator was doing. And we lost the happiness of seeing our child happy and amusing himself on our paternal knees, because the echo of his will took over in him, which embittered him, tyrannized him with passions, the most degrading ones, such as to render him so unhappy as to arouse pity. This is precisely what it means to live in our will, to live on our paternal knees, under our care, at our expenses, in the opulence of our riches, joys and happinesses. If you knew the contentment we feel in seeing the creature living on our knees, all attentive on hearing the echo of our word, the echo of our works, the echo of our steps, the echo of our love, to act as the repeater of them, you would be more attentive, so that nothing might escape you of our echo, to give us the contentment of seeing your littleness acting as the repeater of the acts of your Creator. On hearing this, I said to him, "My love, if one must live in your will by living on your paternal knees, one should not do anything, neither operate, nor walk. Otherwise, how can one remain on your knees?" And Jesus, "No, no, one can do anything. Our immensity is such that she will find our paternal knees everywhere, ever ready for her acts, willing to hold her everywhere, clasped to our divine knees. More so, since what she does is nothing other than the echo of what we do." After this, I was feeling worried about these writings on the divine will, and my sweet Jesus made himself seen in my interior, holding all the volumes written on it, taking them in his hands, one by one, looking at them with such loving tenderness, as if his heart were about to burst. And as he took them, he placed them, all ordered, in his most holy heart. I was amazed in seeing with how much love he loved these writings, and with how much jealousy he enclosed them in his heart in order to keep them. And Jesus, in seeing my amazement, told me, "My daughter, if you knew how much I love these writings. They cost me more than the very creation and redemption. How much love and work I have put into these writings, they cost me very, very much. In them there is all the value of my will. They are the manifestation of my kingdom and the confirmation that I want the kingdom of my divine will in the midst of creatures. The good which they do will be great. They will be like suns which will rise in the midst of the thick darkness of the human will. like lives which will put to flight death for the poor creatures. They will be the triumph of all my works, the most tender, the most convincing narration of how I loved and do love man. Therefore, I love them with such jealousy, that I will keep them in my divine heart, nor will I permit even a single word to be lost. What have I not put into these writings? Everything, superabundant grace, light that illuminates, warms, fecundates. Love that wounds, truths that conquer, attractions that enrapture, lives that will bring about the resurrection of the kingdom of my will. Therefore, you too, appreciate them, and hold them in that esteem which they deserve, and delight in the good which they will do. After this, I continued in my abandonment in the fiat. I felt all invested by its endless light, and my adorable Jesus added, "My daughter, as the soul decides to live in my divine will, without giving life to her own any more, in order to be sure and to give her security, I bind her with chains of light. And I do this so as not to take away her free will, a gift given to the creature in creation. That which I give once, I never take back, unless the creature herself rejects my gifts. And so I bind her with light, in a way that, if she wants to, she can go out whenever she wants, but in order to go out she has to make an incredible effort, because these chains of light will invest all of her acts, and in each act of hers she will feel and see the beauty, the grace, the richness which this light communicates to her acts. It will form the enchantment and the true eclipse for the human will, in such a way that she will feel happy and honored to be bound with chains so noble, which bring her so much good, and she will yearn for what is human to have life no more in her acts, and will long with ardor for the divine volition to take its place. So, she will feel free and bound, but not forced. Rather, spontaneous, of her own will, attracted by the great good that comes to her, in such a way as to see her act surrounded by many circles of light which, forming chains, transform her into the light itself. And in each of her acts, the soul will emit many voices, harmonious and beautiful, like silvery sounds which, wounding the hearing of all heaven, will make known that my divine will is operating in the creature.